Hello, bong,
Oh,
bong,
Bong
bong.
is here.
All right. Now, the first thing we got to do is announce we're back in Chicago. We were just telling some stories. All the stories we could tell.
We've had some good times here in Chicago.
We had some good time, and I was just over in the video mixing console area. They're called the video booth over there.
The video booth?
Booth.
What did you see?
The video suite.
The suite? Me.
The video suite, man. It's right around the corner from the from the trucks here.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm having a problem.
What happened? Rodney's stepping on your...
Yeah, Rodney's got me all screwed up here. So, don't go anywhere. You're a special guest. We got a special guest here.
Oh, yeah.
But I got to tell the story first.
Yes.
So, I'm over there at the booth, and I'm watching, and there's a big treat tonight because it kind of relives our Chicago days in a nutshell. Stan did this outstanding job, and I did a special version of Margaritaville, Chicago 2012, so it's all coming together here.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good,
but before we get to our special guest.
Can we ask one question?
What?
What night is it?
It's Saturday night, you shithead.
No, I know.
Hey,
I'm just,
when's the last time I missed a night? Now, come on.
You know, the old days you would miss cities.
I miss cities, yes. I was having such a good time.
I know, it was a great show.
But I was dodging all those beach balls. We were under beach ball attack in Pittsburgh on Thursday night. Thursday night.
That's
see?
Right.
So it wasn't Tuesday. Anyway,
is
so...
Is that Mr. New Orleans right
that's
there?
That's Mr. New Orleans over there. Mr. New Orleans is coming this way in a minute.
Get him.
He's edging closer, but not yet.
Yeah.
Nope. Security.
Security.
I've heard rumors out there. There's rumors out on the trail that Bong was being traded, that he was looking for a better deal.
Now, I deny all rumors. I have not.
Well,
heard
here's the rumor that's going out there that's on the internet.
What's that?
Because I heard it directly from a reliable source.
Okay, let me hear it.
That, you know, that the tour that's going to be in Chicago next week with Kenny and Tim McGraw, the brothers of the Sun.
Yeah.
Well, it's I've heard they're going to turn it into a wrestling match, and they're going to wrestle in the middle of it, and they're looking for a referee.
Well, you know,
and they've heard about you, but I want to know if this is true or not. Are you going to go referee the Tim McGraw Kenny Chesney wrestling match?
No, I haven't been contacted yet. But
what?
I have refereed a wrestling match.
Oh, well, let's not go there. Hey, we got a special guest. Come on up here. We got Mr. New Orleans Jazz Fest.
Yes,
Mr.
yes.
Quint
Davis. Hello, Quint.
Hey, let's hear
Hello,
a big,
Mikey.
Big round of applause.
Hello,
here.
JB. Here we are in Chi-town.
Now, you know, this might look like a cheap-ass production, but you're on the Landshark lens right now.
That's Landshark beer, so we know it's a premium production here today.
I know, but you know, we're backstage. It looks a little cheesy back here.
I thought I'd have to see it for myself.
But, you know, there's a lot of people. A lot of people listening to this out there. We have Mr. Quint Davis, the man who is Jazz Fest.
I'm up here visiting from New Orleans, paying homage to the best band in America.
Well, thank you.
Performer.
Oh.
Who came to our festival this year with just a little piece of the band and gave people a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Once-in-a-lifetime experience that they have taken to heart, about 25,000 of them, intimate thing. And then I didn't get to see the whole band. So I came to see the whole band.
Well, see, I don't need to be any old Hall of Fames or any awards when you get accolades like that.
But you could be on the Jazz Fest poster all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Immortal for the rest of the world.
I did say that. That was better than anything I ever had happen to me. Anyway, the other thing he's here for us, because it's a treat, is because Quint, in a way, is responsible for the power acoustic section of the show. So you want to share that story with our... We got like seven listeners out there.
I would be happy to. Jimmy Buffett played the last night of the NCAA Final Four, the night before the championship game, and it was really 65 pounds a show in about a 32-pound box. He played to about 40,000 people on the riverfront in New Orleans in a place that we know from other shows holds about 15 before you came. And because it was the last night, they had a big fireworks display to close out the Final Four concerts. Well, Jimmy was supposed to play right up to the seamlessly into the fireworks. So he came off the stage and said, "All right, we did great." And somebody said, "Jimmy, it's 20 minutes till the fireworks."
Yes.
Okay, and he said, hand me my guitar. I'll go out there. He took his guitar and walked out and started telling stories that go through Jimmy Ward of the Corps, because he's on the riverfront, and right in front of him are the wharves and docks where his grandfather would come in, and he would go down to be the son of a sailor and meet his grandfather on the wharf that was standing in front of him. And he started telling those stories and playing and singing by himself. And it was just phenomenal to me. I said, this is one of the greatest things I've ever heard. And whenever he does something like that, you know, Paratopia, now they have a moment that they'll never forget in their whole life, right? So at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, we had Eddie Vedder,
yep,
fine lead singer of the Pearl Jam Band, was supposed to come with a ukulele only. And he had a nerve go bad about a month before festival. His arm went out. So I said, well, you know, Jimmy Buffett playing acoustic, and sometimes just by himself, was one of the greatest things I ever heard. And people should know that that's what he sounds like, and that, you know, that how great it is, his guitar playing and his singing without the band. And so I lured.
He took your lured him.
Lured him.
To put it in Gulf Coast terms, he tossed a large live shrimp in front of me.
You go for that
I went for that large shrimp. I ate it hook, line, and sink. I went, yeah, I'll be there.
Well, you know what you said to me on the phone that time? You said, playing Mr. Vedder tonight will be Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, part of Eddie Vedder tonight we played by Jimmy Buffett.
So,
but Eddie Vedder's better. Eddie Vedder is better.
Not better than you.
He's better health-wise.
Oh, yeah. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Eddie. But Jimmy came with more than just a ukulele. He invented a new Jimmydom, okay? And it was Jimmy and Mac, Sonny Landreth on some slide, and the percussion player, with toys, but with some Subdudian.
Subdudian influence, yes.
Where you would get brushes on a tambourine-like instrument that gave you bottom, and they could swing it, they could backbeat it, and he went out for an hour in front of 25,000 people, and it was
Can I say that on your radio station? Yeah, you can cuss on this radio station.
When basically spontaneity invented this new, the power trio.
Yeah, well, there was some
power acoustic.
There was a little snake juice involved.
Yeah, it was Casa Dragones two or three in, and you know anything woo-hoo! Seems like a good idea woo-hoo! At that point.
Like tonight, let's go get them. No, but and the thing of it is, it's in the show now, and I got to say, we get great reaction out here, and it's so much fun to do it in the middle of this show. So we're going out there and do that. But I'd like to thank Quint, and I'm going to give him $5 for that interview for saying all those nice things about me. He didn't say shit about you.
No, because he knows.
What?
You know, I lived above Quint or below Quint.
That's right.
Yeah, for
near the Verity Mart.
Right by the Verity Mart.
That was our old neighborhood. I lived around the corner from the Verity Mart.
I know.
We lived in the hood.
The hood.
We in the hood together.
Right there. Yeah. You thought it was an uptown neighborhood, didn't you?
No, I thought it was pretty uptown quarter neighborhood. No, that was Mike had Mike. It was Mike Neville.
Yeah.
Mike had a Neville Brothers period where he came down to write songs.
And that's when we had Will Jennings down.
Devils,
right? We wrote those in Europe, and we went up to Bogalusa and we recorded them. Midnight Key of the City, Money Back Guaranteed, and we did.
I love Money Back Guaranteed and one that Art had with us.
You and Fran were living down.
Why
there,
you won't hurt my heart?
And then they come over and get a piano or something. Yeah, there, and
we were like bohemians. We were.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, Quint. It's time to go out and get this show on the road. So I want you to go out there and have a good time. And if you get too excited out there, there's a lot of great medical attention that can be paid to you here. So,
I've heard we take care of that.
Only in an emergency, yeah, but we're good. Okay. All right, and then you can, or else you could drink the Landshark Lens, and yeah, there you go. All right, let's go do this.
All right, quick.
All right, so you're not going out and
referee Tim McGraw and Kenny Chesney wrestling match.
Okay.
No.
All right, we'll put that rumor aside.
Yeah, thank you.
That's who started it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right
there. Him.
All right, everybody, this is the last show for this run. We're going on a little break, and we'll be back on the 28th. 28th of July
at Kilimax Park.
Tiger Stadium.
That's it.
Detroit, Michigan.
Woo!
Roddy Romero, Lionel Richie, and
Jimmy Buffett.
Woo! All right, but tonight it's Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. All right, see you later.